From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Cuban officials are still identifying the 111 people who died in last Friday's crash of a Cubana Airlines 737 on takeoff from Havana. Some Cubans here hope the tragedy will bring changes in how Cuba and the U.S. approach air travel on the island. Cuban aviation officials have yet to determine the cause of last week's Cubana crash, but there is a growing consensus that Communist Cuba's state-run airline industry is in crisis. The 737 jetliner that crashed, which Cubana Airlines had leased from a Mexican company, was almost 40 years old. That also raises concerns about the safety of Cuban Americans and a growing number of U.S. tourists who sometimes take domestic flights in Cuba.
I haven't flown Cubana because I'm not familiar with it and I'm not familiar with who they lease their planes from, you know.
Cuban-American Elena Freire heads the Miami consulting firm A La Cuba and the Foundation for Normalization of U.S.-Cuba Relations. Freire took a U.S. flight last week from Miami to Holguín, Cuba, to visit friends.
We had to travel from Holguín to Havana.
When the Cubana flight from Havana to Holguín crashed, she was on a bus from Holguín to Havana, opting not to fly on Cubana.
But the main problem is that it would be so simple for Cubana to lease some planes from America, but they can't.
Cubana is widely considered a poorly run airline, but Freire is among many Cuban Americans who also say the U.S. should drop the part of its trade embargo against Cuba that prevents Cubana from leasing U.S. planes and parts.
If we're talking about protecting the Cuban people, this is a very obvious way of protecting the Cuban people.
The Trump administration, however, is unlikely to drop that embargo restriction. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.